This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Historic tripartite power trade deal signed to export Nepal's hydroelectricity to Bangladesh. First transporter transmission line of 400 kilovolt capacity between Nepal and India to be used. Physical Infrastructure and Transport Ministry says there is little possibility of bringing BP Highway into operation before the Dasai Festival. Khurkot, Khurmi Road section of Mid-Hill Highway resumes for one-way traffic. And Israeli airstrikes continue in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. Now the news in detail. The long-awaited tripartite power trade deal was signed in Kathmandu yesterday, paving way to export Nepal's hydroelectricity to Bangladesh. With the agreement in force, Nepal will export 40 megawatts of power to Bangladesh. Executive Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Kising, Chairperson of Bangladesh's Power Development Board, Mohammad Rizul Karim, and Chief Executive Officer of India's NVVN, the nodal agency, Renu Narang, signed the agreement in Kathmandu yesterday. The agreement was signed in the presence of Nepal's Energy Minister, Deepak Kharka, and Bangladesh's Minister for Forest, Environment and Climate Change and Water Resources, Sayyeda Rizwana Hassan. As agreed, the Nepal Electricity Authority will provide power to India's NVVN, and then the Indian company will transmit power to Bangladesh by using Indian infrastructure. The power shall be exported through the first transporter transmission line of 400 kilovolts capacity between Nepal and India. The Nepal Electricity Authority is preparing to export 25 megawatts of power from Trishuli Hydropower Project and 22 megawatts from Chilipe Hydropower Project to Bangladesh. Meanwhile, Nepal and India have reached the B2B framework agreement regarding the development of petroleum infrastructure in Nepal. Executive Director of Nepal Oil Corporation, Dr. Chandika Prasad Bhatta, and Director of Indian Oil Corporation, IOC Limited, Senthil Kumar, signed the agreement amid a program in Kathmandu yesterday. Secretary at the Indian Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry, Pankaj Jain, and IOC Chair, Satish Kumar, were present on the occasion. The IOC on its social site described the agreement as a key milestone in the Nepal-India Energy Partnership. As per the B2B framework agreement, a 50-kilometer petroleum pipeline from Silguri of India to Charali of Chapa will be built. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Dewa met with Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan on the sidelines of the Third Asia Cooperation Dialogue ACD Summit in Doha yesterday. According to the Saudi Foreign Ministry, the meeting focused on various aspects of Nepal-Saudi relations, including trade, tourism, investment, air connectivity and foreign employment. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport has said out of 805 landslide hit sites in 34 highways, debris of 774 places have been cleared. In a press conference organized at the Ministry yesterday, Ministry Secretary Keshav Kumar Sharma said the attempts to clear the debris of the 39 places of the five main highways is still going on. According to the ministry, the department's equipment, rented equipment along with human resources were mobilized to resume the transportation. Secretary Sharma said that 20 to 25 billion rupees had been estimated to renovate all the damaged physical infrastructures. The secretary said the BP highway might not come into operation before the Dasain festival as a road section between the Chowki Dana and Kaldunga had been washed away by the flood. He said the works to smoothly operate alternative routes for the road section were ongoing. Meanwhile, the Khurkot-Khurmi road section along the Mid-Hill Highway has been opened for one-way traffic. The traffic was stopped for 5 days after hundreds of places of the highway were blocked due to the floods and landslides that occurred a few days ago. Jwala Prasad Nupane, who is the vice chair of the Sindhuli Golanjor Rural Municipality, informed that the road had come into operation since yesterday morning after clearing debris from both sides of the highway. More than 17,000 people who were stranded in the wake of the recent natural disasters, including floods, landslides and inundation, have been rescued safely till now. Spokesperson at the Home Ministry, Rishiram Tiwari, said Nepali Army, the Armed Police Force, Nepal Police and volunteers deputed in search and rescue operation rescued more than 17,000 people. According to spokesperson Tiwari, the search for 22 missing people was underway and arrangement had been made for providing free treatment at different hospitals to 169 people injured in the natural disasters. Spokesperson Tiwari added that the search and rescue operations had reached the final phase. Visiting Minister for Forest, Environment, Climate Change and Water Resources for Bangladesh, Sayyeda Rizwana Hassan, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's private secretariat, during the meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, the two exchanged views on further strengthening relations between the two countries and promoting bilateral energy cooperation. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel has said anyone injured in the recent disaster would not be deprived of medical treatment, adding that the government was ready for the treatment. While acquiring information about those receiving treatment at National Trauma Centre, Health Minister Paudel assured that the injured would get free treatment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to international updates. Apparent Israeli bombing has caused large explosions just outside Lebanon's capital Beirut's international airport during a further night of airstrikes targeting Hezbollah in the city. It is not clear what was the target, but the airport borders the Dahi area, Hezbollah's stronghold in the capital. Elsewhere, the Lebanese army said two of its soldiers had been killed in the country's south as Israeli forces pressed on with their invasion against Hezbollah and ordered another 20 towns and villages to evacuate. The Israeli military has not commented but did say its troops had killed Hezbollah fighters near the border. Hezbollah said it had targeted Israeli troops on both sides of the frontier. 9 people have died in a fire at a hospital in southern Taiwan. According to the BBC, the fire struck the Ping Tung County Hospital just as Typhoon Krathon made landfall to the west. The wet and windy weather is reported to have complicated the fire response. The cause of the fire, which was put out more than 3 hours later, officials said, is still under investigation. Some reports have suggested it was due to an electrical fault. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Historic tripartite power trade deal signed to export Nepal's hydroelectricity to Bangladesh. First transporter transmission line of 400 kilovolt capacity between Nepal and India to be used. Physical Infrastructure and Transport Ministry says there is little possibility of bringing BP Highway into operation before Dasain Festival. Khurkot Khurmi Road section of Mid Hill Highway resumes for one-way traffic. And Israeli airstrikes continue in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.